Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends shaping your investment dollar.
GTA Resources, currently trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GTA, has been dutifully enhancing a highly prospective series of land packages, both in Ontario and Newfoundland, with strategically economic exploration initiatives that are steadily putting the company on the radar of the resources investment community, as well as majors operating within this historic mining-friendly jurisdiction. Hi. I'm Galen Engen, head of editorial for Stockhouse Publishing, and I'm speaking with Peter M. Clousey, VP Corporate Affairs and General Counsel for GTA Resources, to get a detailed picture on the company, its portfolio, and its future prospects. Hello, Peter. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
So, Peter, for those not familiar with GTA Resources, would you please give me a quick rundown on the company itself?
Be glad to. GTA Resources has been in existence since 2008. Despite being in existence that long, we still have only 32 million shares out and have never consolidated the stock. We have a deep leadership team who have a lot of respect for the shareholders who are the owners of the company. And since 2008, we've been hard at work in developing assets for the company and developing highly prospective opportunities.
So, as stated earlier, GTA Resources has spent the last year building and defining some pretty interesting opportunities in Northern Ontario, most notably the Ivanhoe property. So, what attracted GTA to Ivanhoe in the first place?
Our leadership team has had a lot of experience in the mining industry in Northern Ontario. It's hard to avoid with the Porcupine Death Door breakup that way. The Ivanhoe property became available. Our management team already knew some of the characteristics of it. Mm-hmm. We were very quick to act upon it. One of the main reasons why is we have the eastern extension of the Borden Lake Gold Zone. Mm. We knew that the western extension of that same gold zone had been owned by Probe and was part of the package sold by Probe to Goldcorp for $440 million in 2015. Mm. That's roughly 526 million Canadian. If the western end sold for that, we'd like to get out in the field and explore either on our own or with a partner to see what mineralization we can find in the field and prove up value for the shareholders.
Other than Ivanhoe, GTA Resources has two more properties of note within that same region, the North Shore property as well as the Owden property. Can you tell us more about the exploration results you were able to produce back in June 2015? This is concerning the Afric deposit at North Shore, as well as the particular opportunities that you guys are going to gain from Owden property as well.
The Owden property is a fascinating property. It is roughly 80 kilometers in length in Northern Ontario, and GTA owns it 100%. Mm-hmm. We have excellent relations with local First Nations. Our management team interprets it to be an entire greenstone belt, and we own it 100%. Mm-hmm. It's proximate to Zenyatta Resources. Mm-hmm. We have not done extensive exploration on the property, and we are looking forward to getting into the field when conditions warrant. Our short-term goal, though, would be to work on Ivanhoe and on North Shore, which we can talk about next.
Absolutely. So, yeah, what about the Afric deposit in June 2015? What results were you guys able to pull from that?
The first results we pulled on the North Shore deposit came in the summer of 2011 when we did grab samples. Mm-hmm. They were very good results. The first set of drill results came out on February 14th, 2012, mm-hmm. and we had 12 really good holes. The market reacted very well to them, and we were able to raise a considerable amount of money for the company and for the shareholders. Mm-hmm. Since then, we've continued to explore North Shore, and we have a 43-101 compliant report on the property. There was a producing gold mine on that very site back in the 1930s. Mm. So we know there's gold in the area. We have our own resource report. We'd like to get back into the field, possibly up towards what we've identified as the Geno vein. The gold does start at, the mineralization starts at surface, so it's generally an easy property to access, assuming all of the other infrastructure issues are addressed.
So later that year, August 2015, you guys extended your reach into central Newfoundland with the addition of the Burnt Pond property. Can you explain to me the importance of this property to GTA, and what are the company's immediate plans for Burnt Pond?
Burnt Pond was highly attractive to us for a variety of reasons. First of all, it is on either side of the former Duck Pond mine. Duck Pond produced copper and zinc throughout its lifetime. The ore was exhausted in 2015. Mm-hmm. But all around it continues to show the same geologic signatures that gave rise to Duck Pond being founded. Mm-hmm. One of the people who was integral in the founding of the Duck Pond mine is Wayne Reed, our chief executive officer.
Mm-hmm.
So it is an area in which he has considerable experience and in the field, hands-on experience. We also were looking to mitigate away from gold. Gold, as you know, fluctuates over a very wide range. So we thought having another base metal or two in the portfolio would provide us some degree of risk mitigation.
Right.
Combining that with our knowledge of Newfoundland made Duck Pond an easy play.
So speaking of which, the GTA Resources then, in regards to you guys' plans with Burnt Pond, you guys are making a financing directly available to accredited investors through a novel approach by listing this investment opportunity on Stockhouse's new revolutionary deal room. Can you give us details on this financing and the reason GTA Resources chose this particular approach?
We're actually very excited about it. One investor called me up on the phone and suggested it was like Reese's Pieces and that your chocolate is in my peanut butter.
Mm.
We've taken two unusual concepts, one being the crowdfunding rules as prescribed by the Ontario Securities Commission, and then the concept of crowdfunding under the Income Tax Act.
Mm-hmm.
And we have married those two concepts into a flow-through crowdfunder in accordance with the rules.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited about being the first company to do it. The financing, as indicated in the press release, is structured as a 5-cent offering, and within that 5-cent offering is a unit. The unit consists of one common share and 1 6-cent common share purchase warrant with a 12-month exercise period.
Wow, that's very interesting that you guys are getting it on the ground level, sort of feeding straight to the people.
Using this crowdfunding exemption and using the platform created by Stockhouse is very interesting. We've spent a lot of time with compliance and with the lawyers to make sure that we do it in compliance with the law, and we've gone over and above what the basic requirements are.
Now, now that we got that out of the way, what can investors then who are considering this, what can they look forward to in the next 12 months as far as milestones are concerned?
GTA is an exploration company, so we will be in the field exploring.
Mm-hmm.
We wish to get back into the field at Ivanhoe, either on our own or with a partner, explore the eastern part of the Borden Lake Gold Zone, and determine exactly what kind of mineralization we have.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a multi-year project.
Okay.
At North Shore, we would like to get in and do further definition drilling, possibly up the hill towards the Geno vein and where the former producing gold mine was.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little better understanding of both the Afric zone, which appears to be a higher gold-bearing zone, as well as some of the outlying areas. Once we have that better defined, we can then possibly enter into a program with a local mill, but all of that is subject, of course, to the engineers doing their job, a new 43-101 report, and the drill results being what we hope they will be.
So, this is a bit of a thought leadership piece, this particular question here. How do you view the current climate for junior miners? And with golds rallying since the start of the year, would you think that we might have met and passed the trough of the metals commodity pricing slump?
I've been at the mining show in Toronto at PDAC almost every year since 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Every year has its own flavor. 2015 was desperate optimism. This year was quiet optimism. There were fewer people attending, but it seemed that the people who were left were the survivors, the ones who've been through other market ups and market downs.
Mm-hmm.
Once the people start to believe, then the market starts to turn. So I do think we have hit that. Some minerals, of course, will have a more difficult time than others due to global supply and demand economics.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like gold is back in the spotlight. Gold is shining again.
Mm-hmm.
And our opportunity at Burnt Pond gives us exposure to copper.
So what would you then say to investors considering GTA Resources as an addition to their portfolio?
Well, every investor has to do his or her own due diligence to make sure that the investment is right for them. But we have been able to create a very interesting portfolio of properties with near-term opportunity to create value. Good results in the field at Ivanhoe should drive shareholder value. We have a 43-101 resource on the North Shore property that we wish to expand and enhance. We also look at the property in Newfoundland, which gives us exposure to another metal,
mm-hmm.
being zinc, and it's risk mitigating then against the fluctuating price of gold. We have a deep leadership team, a lot of respect for our shareholders, and we're always available to our shareholders to talk at any time. Overall, we're very enthusiastic about our prospects for the next while.
From my point of view, GTA Resources has really put its nose to the grindstone in a frugal manner to enhance both the property and shareholder value of the company. So the next 12 months for me seems to be full of opportunity for you guys. Investors, I think, should be interested, who are interested in growth potential, may want to keep this company on their radar. But again, don't take my word for it. Do your own due diligence before making any investment decision. So again, GTA Resources trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GTA. This is Galen Engen, and I've been talking with GTA Resources VP Corporate Affairs and General Counsel, Peter M. Clausey. Thanks for taking time to speak with me today, Peter.
Thank you.